Prices, Route 45 and Curtis Road in Savoy. Online, body, the letter N, and soulsports.com.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
One will show up, two won't.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. House Democrats will question an ex-Trump campaign manager today in their impeachment investigation into the president.
Corey Lewandowski will be pressed about events detailed in the special counsel's Russia report, describing a request from the president to tell the then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions to limit the Mueller investigation. Mueller says Lewandowski passed that along to then-White House aide Rick Dearborn.
Oh, dear, it's Fox's Jared Halpern. Now, Dearborn and former White House Secretary Rob Porter were both also supposed to testify, but will not show up. The White House told them not to, saying they have absolute immunity. Another House Democrat, Ayanna Pressley, will reportedly introduce a resolution today to open a Brett Kavanaugh impeachment inquiry after another sexual misconduct allegation from decades ago.
Incredible life, incredible family. Let's impeach him. It's a made-up story.
President Trump at a rally last night in New Mexico called for resignations from the New York Times over initially omitting from a report that the alleged victim didn't want to be interviewed and her friends say she doesn't remember it. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a full House briefing on the attack on Saudi oil facilities, which is expected to lead to a surge in gas prices the next several days. The U.S. has blamed Iran, but France's foreign minister came out today to say they've seen no evidence the attack came from Iran, which denies it was involved. There's been another death linked to vaping. Fox's Jeff Manasso on the case live.
Dave, Tulare County, California Health says a 40-year-old man suffered a lung injury associated with vaping, becoming the second person in California to die, the seventh nationwide.
It could be the materials themselves. It could be degradation products that form during the heating and aerosolization process. If there are pirate labs involved, you could have some really bad impurities.
Portland State University professor Robert Strong in the CDC telling people to stop vaping, particularly black market and illicit. Illicit THC products. Dave?
America's listening to Fox News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dell has something extra for small businesses, up to 45% off during their semi-annual sale. It's a perfect time to update to Windows 10 with huge deals on business computers featuring Intel Core processors, plus free shipping on everything. Call Small Business Technology Advisors who can help you achieve your business goals affordably with low monthly payments on the right tech for you. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals for semi-annual savings.
Iran's supreme leader says there will be no direct nuclear negotiations between the U.S. and Iran. President Trump says,
I have no meeting scheduled. I know they want to meet. I know they're not doing well as a country.
There was a speculation about meetings at the upcoming U.N. General Assembly, which starts today in New York. Though the big speeches from leaders like President Trump won't be till next week.
Starting today, all 193 member nations will come together for the 74th general meeting to discuss matters of worldwide security, peace, and development, as outlined in the UN Charter. All nations will be heard, and their heads of state are invited to address the body as part of the general debate. President Trump will likely be one of the most anticipated speakers. Also as part of this session, the UN Secretary General will highlight specific issues, one of which will be a climate summit to be convened next Monday. The session will continue through the 30th of September. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
For a second day, GM workers are off the job. Many out picketing outside 33 plants, 22 warehouses. Fox Business Network's Christina Partsenevelis outside one in Arlington, Texas.
Over 46,000 employees are taking part. One source told Fox Business that the conversations are pretty tense right now. They went into the evening. A major sticking point was bringing production back from Mexico into the United States. GM, though, using its cards, saying it won't pay the health care benefits of these workers past this month. So as of October 1st, they're going to have to tap into an emergency strike fund. Obviously, that hurts a lot of employees.
There's a Federal Reserve meeting this morning to assess the economy and then another one tomorrow when it's expected that Fed policymakers will make another interest rate cut. Wall Street is expecting that, but this morning stock futures are down, suggesting more selling the day after the Dow's 142-point drop. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign County Crime Stoppers needs your help finding a couple believed to be responsible for several residential burglaries in rural areas. The suspects have allegedly forced entry into the homes and taken jewelry, money, and other small items. Burglars in the last few months have targeted rural homes across several counties, including Champaign County. The suspects are known to drive a dark-colored Chevy Impala around the model year 2010. If you know anything about them, you should contact Crime Stoppers at 217-373-TIPS, 373tips.com, or via the P3Tips mobile app. 2 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he forced a woman to stay in the trunk of his car. Robert D. Jackson, who is 33, pleaded guilty to unlawful restraint and also pleaded guilty to domestic battery with a prior domestic battery in a separate crime that happened a couple of days before the other situation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Partly cloudy today, high 84, down to 60, 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 10% shot at an isolated shower or thunderstorm. 61 our low on Wednesday night. Sunny on Thursday with a high 86. Same for Friday. Right now we're at 66 on ESPN 93.5.
Is the left bulldozing through American history? We the people perhaps the only ones that can stop this? Socialism on the rise, free speech under assault, people of faith facing persecution, gun owners in the crosshairs. Host Fox News and commentary, it's Todd Starnes. How are you, my friend?
Well, hello, sir. You know, it's been a long time. I'm doing good. Hope you are, too.
Well, I've watched your star on the rise, sir, the moral compass for Fox News, Todd Starnes. The book is Culture Jihad. How to stop the left from killing a nation. What happened? How did we get here?
Well, I think the big problem is that moms and dads, parents disengaged from the education process. And I know that's a tough thing for a lot of folks to hear, but you can't blame Washington. You have to, again, you know, if we're going to change America, it's going to start in our local communities first. So moms and dads really dropped the ball here. They sent their kids off to public schools, and that's where all the indoctrination started. That's where kids learned how to hate America, is in our local public schools. And we've got to do something about that. And that's why I wrote Culture Jihad, to help folks figure out how do we take back the country.
How do we do it?
Well, the first thing we have to do is stand up and fight. I mean, so many people have just disengaged, from moms and dads to churches to, quite frankly, the Republican Party. And thank God for Donald J. Trump, who's really teaching the Republicans how to fight again, what it means to have a backbone. And that's a big part of it. You know, after my last book came out, The Deplorables Guide to Making America Great Again, I wrote in that book, I made a prediction. I said the bigger story out of 2016 wasn't going to be Donald Trump. It was going to be the rise of socialism in the Democrat Party. And here we are with AOC plus three and Pocahontas and Bernie Sanders, and they are really the standard bearers of the Democrat Party right now. So we've got a big problem, and we've got to start talking about this problem, or else we're going to lose the Republic.
And I tell you what, Todd, I would just say that those that are for socialism don't know what that is.
Well, that's true, and that's part of the dumbing down of America. And I've got a chapter in the book about why public schools are making kids stupid. It's because stupid people are easier to control, and that's what the socialists need. They need dumb people who don't know any better. So one of the things that I've been covering for years at Fox, these attacks on religious liberty and attacks on free speech and the attacks on the Second Amendment. Well, it turns out there's a common denominator in all of these attacks. tax. And it is, in fact, socialism. You see, you can't have free speech under a socialist form of government. And you certainly can't have religious liberty, one nation under God. And probably the more important component of this, very practical, you can't take over a country if the population is armed, which is why I believe we are seeing the left coming after our guns and our God.
Regarding socialism, some young lady was at a Bernie Sanders rally, and they asked her what she thought socialism was, and her response was, I don't know, Bernie! I'm Bernie! That was a response. So that pretty much typical. I don't have any idea. Todd, where do we go? I mean, we're not going to put up Bernie Sanders for president on the Democratic side. I mean, won't Oprah or Michelle Obama jump in at the convention or something?
Well, you know, we've been talking about this a lot on my talk show, noon to 3 Eastern. I contend that we may not see the nominee, the ultimate nominee for 2020 is not in the race yet for the Democrats. And one of the interesting things here, none of Hillary Clinton's campaign staff from 2016 are involved in any other campaigns right now. And I'm wondering if maybe her people are keeping their powder dry.
Uh-oh.
For a possible jump into the race.
Oh, my gosh. So Hillary, you don't think that? I mean, no way. Hillary Clinton? Wow.
Do you see anybody?
I don't. You know, no, I mean, I don't. I don't. I said last hour, three people could beat Donald Trump: Oprah, Michelle Obama, and The Rock. In this pop culture mall environment we're in, those are three that would be formidable because they're popular. I mean, that's what I have. Todd, you're doing great. Keep up your fine work. Congratulations on your success. Last question. What are your messages like? Is there not vitriol out there in the heartland for guys like you?
Well, you know, we catch a lot of blowback, but I like to say that I'm a happy warrior because, you know, my hope isn't based on politics. It's based on a much higher power. And I write about that in the book. You know what? We've got to be happy warriors. We can't adapt the tactics of the left. We have to be winsome in our attacks, or, you know, and how we fight back. And that's really the message of the book.
Jihad. It's a culture jihad. How to stop the left from killing a nation. Todd Starnes, Starnes, I presume it's Amazon and everywhere, right?
It sure is. You can get it wherever you get your book.
Thank you, Todd. Nice visiting again. Good going.
Thank you.
Todd Starnes, host of Fox News and Commentary. He's got a national radio show, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation, available everywhere. All right, 814, ESPN 93.5, your sports headlines coming up.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where every day is Saturday and everyone's a fan, even babies.
Fan babies.
And the seasons never change because the only season is college football season. Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions. Like company pages where you can get people excited about working for you. And we give you this toy monkey, which will bang its cymbals when the right resume appears. Okay, there is no monkey.
I said there is no monkey!
But company pages, for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo to try company pages for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Right now at CVS Pharmacy, you can earn up to 50 extra bucks rewards each year just for filling prescriptions. Which means the medicines you take to stay healthy might also do a little something for the health of your wallet. So visit your local CVS Pharmacy to sign up and start earning up to 50 extra bucks rewards on prescriptions. Terms and conditions apply. Not valid on all prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Other state restrictions apply. See CVS.com/RX rewards or the pharmacy for details.
Hey, man, you want to grab some lunch?
Sure, but it's got to be somewhere quick.
I got the perfect place.
Okay, the food won't be that good if it's fast, though.
They actually have fast service and great food.
Really? Well, if it's both fast and quality, it's probably high priced.
Nope, the lunch specials are only $6.
I assume it's a pretty small menu, then.
Nope, over 80 entrees to choose from.
Bad service?
Nope.
Dirty tables?
Nope.
What is this place?
It's El Toro in Champaign. Let's go!
Visit El Toro at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign today.
Our friend informed me that the class of 79 Unity High School reunion will be at homecoming Friday under the Unity flag That's where the meeting point is,
excellent.
I guess.
Excellent. I'll tell my sister Mary Jean, who's coming in from Venice, Florida, class of 79 president.
Homecoming at Unity High School with St. Joe Ogden.
Looking forward to that.
Way to go, President Mary Jean.
Exactly.
8:16.
We came back early from the festivities in Seattle because my daughter Anna is so involved, not only in student council and decorating, and she's on the court, too.
Awesome, awesome.
And thank you to Honda BMW for the convertible that we'll ride in the Noon Parade on Friday.
Woo-hoo.
St. Louis beat the Washington Nationals 4-2. They've got a 6:45 start today. And Dave Martinez, Washington Nationals, the manager,
yeah,
a heart procedure yesterday.
Yeah, I know they had that.
So that could have been a factor. I don't know.
Somebody filling in.
Right.
But he's experienced assistant, so.
In any case, here's your Redbird recap.
John, you mentioned on the air last night that if Marcelo Osuna, he needs to come through in the last 2 weeks of the season. He did last night. For sure.
Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Paul DeJong, Yadier Molina, and Ozuna came through with four RBIs, two on a first-inning home run.
Swing and a line shot deep in the left center. Get up, baby, get up. Oh, yeah, two-run home run. Cardinals lead it 2-0.
And then he was able to get a ground rule double to break a 2-2 tie and give the Cardinals a 4-2 victory. The pitch by Hunter Strickland is hit down the left field line. Fair! The ball hits down and bounces into the seat, scoring two. A ground rule double, 4-2 Cardinals. And Marcelo Ozuna has all four runs batted in tonight. And the pitching was very good. Dakota Hudson, seven innings, two runs. He picks up his 16th win. And it was John Brebbia for an out, Andrew Miller an inning and a third. Carlos Martinez came on to get the save, getting the last out. And the Cardinals keep a two-game lead over the Cubs, three over Milwaukee.
And we're on the air tonight at 5:50 with the pregame show, as they'll send the left-hander Patrick Corbin against Miles Michaelis. 5:50 is pregame show.
Cubs win over Cincinnati. That final was 8-2. Yu Darvish on the mound for that 7 o'clock start on US 105.9. Kyle Schwarber with a big bat.
A swing and a drive toward left center field and deep. Back goes Lorenzen. It's got a chance. Gone! Three-run homer. Kyle Schwarber. Cubs lead 3-0.
Twins have a great record, 92-50. They beat the Chicago White Sox 5-3 yesterday from Minnesota. It's a 6:40 start today. Monday night football action, Cleveland over the New York Jets. That final was 23-3. Odell Beckham Jr. shines with that one-handed catch. Ben Roethlisberger out for the season. Drew Brees out 6 weeks with that torn ligament in his thumb. Saints are in Seattle on Sunday. Top six in the AP poll in football rankings for our college teams, all 3-0, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Oklahoma, and the Ohio State.
Blah, blah, blah. Here we go with weather.
We've got a high 84 down to 60. 85 the high tomorrow, partly cloudy again, down to 61. 86 with sunshine on Thursday, 86 on Friday, 82 on Saturday, partly cloudy, then a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Hopefully that won't damper our Nebraska kickoff at 7 o'clock from Memorial Stadium Saturday night. Right now, the temperature's at 66. ESPN 93.5.
Well, how will the markets open here in the next few minutes? We'll find out now. Fox Business Minute, 8:20 on this Tuesday morning, September 17.
From the Fox Business Network, expect some selling at the open on Wall Street. With the Fed kicking off day one of a two-day policy meeting, analysts are expecting a quarter percentage point rate cut. Shares shaken by the spike in oil yesterday after the attack on Saudi oil facilities. Now, France weighing in on the attack. The French foreign minister saying France has no evidence on where drones used in the attack came from. Also that he doesn't know if anyone has evidence. The Big Bang Theory heading to HBO Max, which has secured exclusive streaming rights. The hit comedy just ended a 12-year run on CBS back in May. Terms of the agreement weren't disclosed, but a Wall Street Journal report quotes a person familiar with the deal as saying the 5-year agreement is worth close to $500 million. HBO Max's streaming rights are for U.S. rights only. Netflix has international rights. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
28th, the Walk to Defeat ALS will take place at Dodds Park in Champaign. The Walk to Defeat ALS honors those living with ALS, their caregivers, and family, while remembering those who have left us too soon. The Walk to Defeat ALS is the largest source of revenue for the ALS Association, which provides programs and services at no cost to patients living with ALS. Everyone can become part of the fight by joining the Walk to Defeat ALS. For more information, visit web.alsa.org/Champaign Walk.
Jay Layman is back on the Jeremy Warner Show this fall.
Is Isaiah Williams going to really compete for this quarterback spot with his ability to run the ball? I just don't know how accurate of a thrower he is.
Get the insight from the former All-American Illini linebacker and Rose Bowl team captain. Catch him on Monday morning starting at 10 a.m. as he talks Illini football and breaks down the rest of the Big Ten. Thanks to Molitor Financial Group and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, as well as Luther Falls. Don't miss a thing, and be sure to check out our podcast online at ESPNCU.com.
Well, it's quite a baseball race. Here's your situation. Washington, Chicago, St. Louis, and Milwaukee. Of those four teams, three will be in postseason. Washington leads the Cubs by half a game. Milwaukee is it a game behind? I've got to check this morning. So tight. Cubs are two behind St. Louis with seven coming up with the Cardinals. So the Cardinals' win last night was absolutely ginormous, and they beat Washington on a night where Steven Strasburg got the start. The 17-game winner was terrific, except for one pitch to Marcelo Ozuna that got the Cardinals a 2-0 lead. And then they tied it at two, and then Marcelo Ozuna came through in the clutch and got that big two-run double, 4-2 final. I don't think the Cubs are losing for a while until they play the Cardinals, because Cincinnati, while they played the Cubs well this year, I don't think they've got it in them to beat them right now. The Cubs have scored 55 times in the last four games. They are on a roll. They are averaging more points than the Chicago Bears. So, the Cubs are hot. Yu Darvish is pitching great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think there's any chance Cincinnati beats the Cubs today. I don't think there's any chance San Diego beats the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brewers have won 10 of the last 11. You could make an argument that the Brewers are going to win the division. Because the Cubs and Cardinals might be beating each other up while Milwaukee wins the rest, because they play weak teams, last place teams the rest of the way.
So St. Louis Cardinal win-loss record, 84-66. Cubs 82-68.
Two games behind.
Milwaukee 81-69. And then
that's three games behind the Cardinals for the Central.
And then the Central has Cincinnati Reds at the four spot.
Right. Well, here's the wild card. This is what everybody's looking at. Washington is a half a game again ahead of Chicago. And the reason you want to, if you're going to win the wild card, you want to be top wild card, because then you host the one game. You don't want to play in Washington against Max Scherzer. You'd rather play him against play him in Chicago. And who knows, maybe it'll be in Milwaukee or St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cubs are half a game out, a game ahead of Milwaukee. It's Milwaukee and Chicago and then Washington right now for wild card. But of the four teams, including the Cardinals, three will make the playoffs. One will not. Who will it be? And it could be anybody. So it's possible that, you know, one of Cubs or Cardinals are going to get in.
Right.
Have to. This is really why the wild card is wonderful, because
exactly.
it makes it interesting. The division leaders, everybody's wrapped up and locked in except for the Central and the National League. Well, there you go. So it's, again, Cardinals tonight on ESPN 93.5 against Washington. They've got Patrick Corbin. They have to win. So do the Cardinals. This is a playoff game tonight, essentially. Cubs are going to win in Chicago at Wrigley. I'll be shocked if they lose. It's Yu Darvish pitching his best baseball for the Cubs. And then Milwaukee's going to beat San Diego and Milwaukee. They just will. It's too important right now. And then we'll see what happens this weekend. Starts Thursday, Cubs and Cardinals, four games in Wrigley. St. Louis Cardinals have not won in Chicago. Why would that change? I don't know.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be really hard for St. Louis to get a win in Chicago, because the Cubs are really good at that.
I love it.
Anyway, fun baseball, and it's all right here. We got the Cubs and Cardinals. Cubs on US 105.9. The Cardinals live right here on ESPN 93.5. Feel free to text in 359-2255. News next, 8:29.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again, I'm hosting the Live to Lead mega event at the I Hotel on Friday, October 11th.
John Maxwell, and four speakers, Angela Ahrens, Marcus Buckingham, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com. So bring your team. I guarantee you will be better equipped with new perspectives, practical tools, and key takeaways. Improving our minds is like working out. We can't go to the gym just once and expect to be in shape. It's a continuous process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uoficreditunion.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Several Democrats are calling for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's impeachment over another accusation of sexual assault. Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley reportedly plans to introduce a resolution today calling for an impeachment investigation. The New York Times amended its story to include that the woman involved says she doesn't remember the incident described. President Trump says at a rally in New Mexico,
I call for the resignation of everybody at the New York Times involved in the Kavanaugh smear story.
He's in California today and tomorrow looking to raise more than $15 million in campaign donations.
The president expected to raise $3 million at a lunch in the Bay Area and $5 million at a dinner tonight in Beverly Hills at the home of a real estate developer. Tomorrow, the president is set to take in $3 million at a breakfast in Los Angeles and another $4 million during a lunch in San Diego.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Menicelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man was injured in a shooting in southeast Urbana last night. Police were called out to the 1800 block of South Cottage Grove at about 6:30 p.m. on the report of shots fired. They learned one man had been hurt. No word on that person's condition. 2 years in prison is the sentence for an Urbana man who admitted he forced a woman to stay in the trunk of his car. Robert D. Jackson, who is 33, pleaded guilty to unlawful restraint and also pleaded guilty to domestic battery with a prior domestic battery in a separate crime that happened a couple of days before the other situation. The annual showcase Parade of Homes is coming up September 20th to 22nd and 27th to 29th. You can see the best in home building by visiting the model homes filled with the latest trends and outdoor living areas, decorating styles, gourmet kitchens, and the newest advancements in green building for energy conservation and sustainability. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Menicelli.
Well, Busey wants you to remember college is closer than you think. Whether sending your child to college next year or in 18 years, celebrate National College Savings Month with Busey Wealth Management. Now's the perfect time to save. According to the College Board, the average yearly cost for tuition and fees for a public two-year college in-district, about $35,000 to $4,000. Public four-year college in-state, $9,000 to $11,000. Busey's experts suggest some simple tips. Save early and often. Check into a college savings account like a 529. Make saving automatic. Increase the amount you save every year if you can. Set a goal and then stick with it. From 529 savings or prepaid tuition plans to custodial accounts, gifting or other tax advantage strategies, to name a few, Busey's financial advisors, led by Kurt Anderson, who I saw on Saturday at tailgating, we'll help you. Invest in your child's future today with Busey. For a saving strategy for your family, visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations. Investment products and services not FDIC insured may lose value. No bank guarantee. Busey. Hey, it's Stevie J. So I have these new Stevie J Broadcasting logoed shirts that I got from Game Day Spirit. I get so many people looking at them, asking where I got them. It's because the logo looks great and the quality of the shirt is really nice. Anyway, it's a great product from Game Day Spirit, locally owned and operated. They're professional and they'll take care of your corporate apparel needs just like they did for me.
Get a free quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. That's sales@gamedayspirit.com.
Wow, we finally made it to this corporate convention.
Where are we?
What do you mean?
I have no idea where the exhibition hall is, the speaker stage, workshop areas, or where they're serving our box lunches. There are literally no direction signs at all.
Wow, corporate needs to do what we did at our branch. Go to Minuteman Press. They would get that signage done quickly, and it would be inexpensive.
Hey, we beat corporate at something.
Minuteman Press. Give them a try. If you own a business or you're hosting an event, head to their website, cuprinting.com, for more information.
What's up, guys? It's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Just want to remind you again about all of our weekly specials at Rosati's in Urbana. Tuesday means meat today. Try the slice with sausage, pepperoni, ground beef, and bacon. Or go a different direction. Load up the veggies and do a veggie slice. That's each and every Tuesday at Rosati's. Tomorrow, we're looking forward to Italian Beef Day. My favorite. That's what I'm having. I hope to see you and the family soon at 701 South Gregory, Urbana, or give us a call. We deliver 328-2334.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Hi, folks. Van for heel-to-toe shoes in downtown Urbana. Hey, quit putting it off. You've heard about us. I've been yelling at you long enough. Come on in, get measured, get fit in that comfortable pair of footwear you know you deserve. Don't be a dummy head. We're easy to find. Heel-to-toe shoes, 106 West Main, downtown Urbana. I said I'd tell you hi. Hi, do it.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up into the mid-80s for the next 4 days. Actually, just a slight chance of an isolated shower thunderstorm. Otherwise, partly cloudy, down into the mid-60s at night. On Saturday, there's a high 82, low 67, with a 40% chance of showers, 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday's forecast with a high 80. We're currently at 65 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, journalistically speaking, the New York Times really made a mistake with the Brett Kavanaugh story, because I guess the reporters have come out and said in the initial story they had the fact that the woman who the Clinton-connected lawyer said was abused by Kavanaugh, the woman has no recollection. And this is 35, 40 years ago, by the way. But the man who said he saw Brett Kavanaugh do horrible things is kind of the Clintons. So there's that. And then the woman who he allegedly abused has zero recognition, recollection of it. So the New York Times reporters had it in there. The editors took it out. And then they said, oops, we probably ought to mention that she can't remember anything. It's so bad. Who gets Brett Kavanaugh's reputation back?
Right.
It's crazy. And 7 Democratic nominees for president, 7 candidates on the Democratic side, is calling for Brett Kavanaugh's impeachment. Over what? What evidence? It's so bad.
Well, and the yearbook picture had him and another guy in the same class, and they look so much alike.
Well, and again, you got to do better than some guy tied to the Clintons said it, and the woman has no recollection, and that's going to be in the New York Times? The paper of record? What has happened? Wow. Okay, earlier, the offer was to go to the Showcase Parade of Homes, East Central Illinois Builders. It's coming up this weekend next. All you have to do is text in Showcase, and we'll get you 4 free tickets. It's mm-hmm. fun to see the pergola mm-hmm. and the decorating, and oh, look how they've arranged this. It's
the
fun.
Options of what you could do to your own home.
Thousands of people love
or
this.
Or maybe time to upgrade and get another home.
Maybe, and there's builders and everything else. Anyway, it's fun to go. It's $5 each. So the offer is I'm paying your way in 4 tickets. That's $20. Then, if you feel like it, take a selfie of you at one of the homes or, you know, just something to show me you were there, and I'll hand you a $20 bill. No. Easy. Showcase of Homes this weekend and next. ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com. And text in Showcase if you're interested in that, 359-2255. And then Lindy came in and talked about going to the Mettler Center. That was last week when I said I'll pay you to help you. Lindy went in for a complimentary consultation. He's got all kinds of issues. Mettler Center, who does a little more than anyone on the physical therapy side, they've got some techniques that are unique to Mettler. So I said, if you go in for a complimentary consultation, I'll give you $100. And Lindy did. He's going to get $100. And I said, I need two more people. And I'm not sure what the count is, but we'll go ahead and say it again. Text in Mettler if you want to be considered for a complimentary consultation, and then I'll give you $100 just for going in. Text in Mettler for that, 359-2255. Okay, check your sports headlines coming up. What a baseball race. Jeremy Warner after 9 this morning. ESPN 93.5.
All Creation Landscapes works with a variety of clients within the Champaign-Urbana community. So whether you need your family's backyard or your retail business's storefront designed and maintained, All Creation Landscapes is here to help. Need snow and ice removal? No problem. Want those pesky weeds gone? They'll do it. Looking for a beautiful flower design to increase curb appeal? They'll take care of it for you. For the best landscape experience for a large variety of projects, contact All Creation Landscapes. Call 217-778-8732.
Two men in a truck can move all kinds of houses.
Can they move this one?
Sure can.
How about this one?
Oh, yeah, we do that.
This house?
Okay.
What about this?
Definitely. No matter the house you have, Two Men in a Truck has a solution. Visit TwoMenChampaign.com to start your estimate.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Come experience Naya Restaurant in Champaign. Stepdad Morrow talks about the menu.
There's a few mozzarella dishes, burrata, which is a fantastic kind of version of mozzarella. There's mozzarella di bufala, so we get a lot of stuff brought in weekly just from Italy. I like to use very authentic ingredients. We also have this really cool Japanese Rabata grill, which is a high-heat skewer grill, so we can put things on skewers. So we've got a great chicken skewer, a ribeye skewer. Come in, get a little snack, grab a glass of wine.
See the menu at NayaRestaurant.com or experience it for yourself at 212 East Green Street, Champaign.
Don't you hate scrambling on the road when you're looking for a place to spend the night?
We all do. That's why when you travel for work, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham.
They've got everything you need to tackle the job, from free high-speed Wi-Fi to a spacious workspace right in your room.
Plus, their Bright Side breakfast comes with waffles, eggs, fruit, and meat.
Now, that's a game changer.
They've got over 900 locations so you can cover the gridiron.
And best of all, they're part of Wyndham Rewards, so those extra points really add up.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph. Book direct at LQ.com.
Your dreams require dedication and innovation, and Busey is the trusted advisor to make those dreams reality. Whether you're saving for your child's education, keeping the family in the family business, or planning your dream retirement, Busey's team can help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to help a special retired police officer in your life? Freedom Roofing is giving you the opportunity. Freedom Roofing is giving a free roof to one retired police officer in Central Illinois. It's simple. Just email freedom at sjbroadcasting.com with a paragraph on why that retired police officer deserves a roof, their name, address, and phone number. Freedom Roofing is giving back, and you can help too. So email that recommendation to freedom at sjbroadcasting.com.
All right, 840. Three sports headlines.
Cardinals win 4-2 over the Washington Nationals. Here's your Redbird recap.
John, you mentioned on the air last night that if Marcell Ozuna, he needs to come through in the last 2 weeks of the season. He did last night for sure.
Goldschmidt, Ozuna, Paul DeJong, Yadier Molina, and Ozuna came through with four RBIs, two on a first inning home run.
Swing and a line shot deep into left center. Get up, baby, get up. Oh, yeah, two-run home run. Cardinals lead it 2-0.
And then he was able to get a ground rule double to break a 2-2 tie and give the Cardinals a 4-2 victory. The pitch by Hunter Strickland is hit down the left field line. Fair!
The ball hits down and bounces into the seat, scoring two. A ground rule double, 4-2 Cardinals, and Marcell Ozuna has all four runs batted in tonight.
And the pitching was very good. Dakota Hudson, 7 innings, 2 runs. He picks up his 16th win. And it was John Brebbia for an out. Andrew Miller, an inning and a third. Carlos Martinez came on to get the save, getting the last out. And the Cardinals keep a 2-game lead over the Cubs, 3 over Milwaukee.
And we're on the air tonight at 5:50 with the pregame show, as they'll send the left-hander Patrick Corbin against Miles Michaelis. 5:50 is pregame show.
The Cubs will use Yu Darvish. It's a 7 o'clock start in that series against the Reds. Cubs on top yesterday. The final was 8-2. Kyle Schwarber with a great hit.
A swing and a drive toward left center field and deep. Back goes Lorenzen. It's got a chance. Gone! 3-run homer. Kyle Schwarber. Cubs lead 3-0.
Twins over the Chicago White Sox 5-3. The game from Minnesota starts at 6:40 today. So Anthony Rizzo has this boot that he's walking in because of an ankle injury, and that was a 5 to 7 day prediction of him being out. And on to a Monday Night Football where we had Cleveland over the New York Jets. That final was 23-3. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey. Zero.
Yeah, the ribeyes that You by Meat sales room had on the grill last night.
Yes.
Put a little sauce on top of that, put all the vegetables from the grill.
You're one of those marinated types.
Well, they were just fantastic.
Well, from 1 to 5:30 Tuesdays and Thursdays, you can go by 1503 South Maryland Avenue and pick up some ribeyes and be ready for that 7 o'clock click against Nebraska on Saturday.
And I put those are thin ribeyes. Mm-hmm. I put the thick ribeyes from U of I Made Seals Room on the grill, and I'm not sure I've had a better one. I mean, it was so ridiculous.
Yum.
Yep. So okay. There you go.
Keep that in mind.
Here's your tip. All right, stand by. Jeremy Warner program is coming up next.
September 17th is Constitution Day. Boy, we got a good Constitution in America. Sure appreciate our founding fathers.
Yeah, they had a lot of insight, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm just trying to get a quick update. Here it is. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so America's betting on Nebraska. The point spread's up to 13.
Okay.
Opened at 10.
Come on, Illini.
Yeah, keep dissing me. I like that. Keep dissing me. Come on. It's in my backyard. It's in my home. You said what? Come on.
Go, Illini.
Put the bonnet on. Let's hit somebody.
That's
Let's go.
Right.
Thank you very much.
All right. Enjoy your day, Stevie.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner program coming up next. Cardinals heard here 5:50, 10 before 6. Pregame, 6:45 first pitch. Cardinals and the Nationals. Very playoff-like atmosphere in St. Louis for this game and the series. Cubbies in Chicago for what should be a slam dunk with Yu Darvish pitching his best baseball against those Cincinnati Reds. We'll see what happens. Milwaukee's going to win, and Milwaukee tonight against San Diego, too. Back tomorrow. Jeremy's next. Thank you. I'm Stevie J. Have a great Tuesday.
The sounds of fresh meat grilling.